This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This Sunday is Anzac Day, a time to reflect on and commemorate the sacrifices that our servicemen and women have made. But so often, our education about World War I doesn't go beyond the history textbook. So, if you want to mark the occasion by doing a little bit of reading, our literary correspondent Nicole has some suggestions of the best books about World War I. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, let's start with a classic that quite a few of us might be familiar with. What is it?
So my first recommendation is War Horse by Michael Morpurgo. So people may be familiar with the movie, and there was also a stage show from the West End that was done with amazing puppetry. So, War Horse is been around for quite a while now. It's actually a book for children, but certainly it would be enjoyed by both teenagers and adults as well.
Right. And what's it about?
So it's a story. It's quite unique. It's told from the horse's perspective. It's about Joey, a horse. He has an owner, Albert, who's a young boy at the start of the novel. But when World War I starts, Joey, the horse, is actually sold to the army by Albert's father to become a war horse to go serve overseas. And Albert promises that he will try and find him again one day. So it then follows the story of Joey as he serves during the war, both in the cavalry with a rider, and then later on he's pulling in ambulances, and he's also moving artillery on wagons, and he kind of sees both sides of the war because he ends up being owned by both the Allies, and then later he's actually stolen by some German soldiers. So it's quite a moving story. It does kind of portray the brutality of the war, but it's not too confronting in any way. And Michael Morpurgo is an excellent author. He's written dozens of books, but War Horse would definitely be his most famous. And it's based on recounts that Morpurgo actually had met some people who had survived the war and who told him stories about the horses and the amazing job that they did.
Okay, fascinating. All right, well, what if we, want to go to the library this afternoon, pick up a book that you can actually knock over before the end of the Anzac Day weekend? Do you have a shorter option for us?
Yeah, so the second book I'm thinking of is more short stories. So if you don't want a long novel, you just want something you can pick up and maybe read one of the stories in 15, 20 minutes, I'd recommend the book's called War Girls. It's by various authors. Some of them are people like Anne Fine, Adele Duras, and Sally Nichols, all of whom predominantly write for young adults. But it's got 9 stories in it, and each story focuses on a different experience during the war. There was one I'd never heard of before. Apparently, there were reports from Gallipoli that there were female snipers there on the Turkish side, kind of picking off soldiers, and Allied soldiers came back and were like, there were women up there shooting at us. So one of the authors, Mark Nichols, he took that idea and decided to write a fictionalised account of what might drive a woman to take up such a role. So that one's quite interesting and was a bit of history I didn't know anything about.
Okay, that's very cool. And I believe your last suggestion is about World War II, not World War I, but you couldn't resist because it's your favourite.
Look, I couldn't resist with this one. It is one of my favourite novels, and the reason why I've done it is because it's so different to any other book you're going to read about any of the world wars. So it's Sweet Française by Irene Nemirovsky, and I've included it because she actually wrote it during the war, and it's actually the experience of civilians during World War II. So she started writing it in 1941. She never finished it, but she wanted to write a book which would explain more or less what she was experiencing as a civilian in France during the war. So the book's actually in 2 sections. The first section starts in 1940 with the fall of Paris to the Nazis, and it's the description of this group of Parisians as they kind of flee the Nazi invasion, and they make their way through this chaos of France. And it's something that stayed with me. This book, again, has been around for quite a while. A movie was also made of it. But the scenes in it have stayed with me years after I've read it, just because it portrays the war in a way I hadn't read before. And I think it's because most books written about World War I or World War II are written as historical fiction, decades after these things happened. This one was written in the midst of the actual war. And it actually never finishes. So she writes 2 sections. She intended to write 5 sections of the book, but it never finished because she actually was arrested in 1942 as a Jew and was eventually killed at Auschwitz, a victim of the Holocaust. So the story of how it only survived because it was handwritten in a notebook, and she had sent her 2 daughters away to protect them to this country, and they ended up fleeing with their nanny, who concealed the fact that they were Jews. And one of the girls, before she left the house, picked up the notebook as a memento of her mother's and carried it with with her throughout the war. She never read it because she just thought it'd be too painful. But in the late 1990s, she decided to donate a whole lot of her mother's stuff to a museum and said to herself, you've got to read The Notebook before you give it up. And she read it and realised how amazing this novel was. So she sent it to a publisher. And 2004, 64 years after it was written, it finally was published.
That's an incredible story.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the writing is fantastic. She was quite a successful author before the war hit. So it's her kind of great unfinished masterpiece.
Okay. So that is Sweet Francais, and also the other books that you recommended, War Horse and War Girls. Maybe worth going along to the library before it shuts today and reading those over the weekend. Nicole, our literary expert on Hope Breakfast, thank you so much for helping us get a little bit more educated about Anzac Day and the World Wars.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.